CRTV's afternoon edition with Patience Wingo. The top stories. Finance Minister Louis Paul Motsepe launches 2025 budget or state budget and unveils strategic plans for the 2025 state budget set at 7,317.7 billion CFA francs. The Minister of Water and Energy Resources issues a communique disclosing that the Southern Interconnected Grid faces unprecedented power disruptions. And in sport, Elite One Championship heats up as Gazelles seek to close gap at the top as they face Stade Rennais of Melon, while Union takes on Coton Sport in Douala. Those are the top stories, but first, the news bulletin.
The bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzeka. Cameroon's 2025 state budget, which stands at over 7,317.7 billion CFA francs, has been officially launched in Boya, capital of the Southwest region. Finance Minister Louis Paul Motsepe called on stakeholders to promptly initiate procedures to accelerate contract award and execution. Key innovations in the 2025 state budget include the promotion of import substitution to encourage domestic production and stop dependence on imported, and the exclusion of imported goods with locally produced equivalents from customs incentives, except under free trade agreements. The budget also previews 50% reduction on feed shipment. The Minister of Water and Energy has attributed current disruptions in electrical energy supply along the Southern Interconnected Grid to a production shortfall of about 70 megawatts at the Songlulu and Edea hydropower stations. In a release issued yesterday, Minister Gaston Elundu Esomba says the low filling of reservoir dams during the 2024 rainy season led to a hydrological deficit of over 2 billion cubic meters compared with 2023. In addition, the interannual flow usually recorded during the low water level period and which helps to replenish the water volumes in dams registered an unprecedented 50% drop, according to the release. The government is optimizing existing generation plants and increasing fuel supply to assure constant power flow. Cameroon has signed a contract with a Saudi Arabian company that will provide better living and praying conditions for Muslim pilgrims from Cameroon who will make the trip to the Holy Land this year. The contract was signed by Cameroon's ambassador to Saudi Arabia, Iya Tijani, and the CEO of the Rawaf Mine Company in the presence of the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atanganji, in the sidelines of the Hajj and Umrah. The conference is bringing together Muslim scholars, CEOs, and service providers, pilgrim guides, and state dignitaries to share in the vision of Saudi authorities to ensure a Hajj of better quality services. Three military magistrates have taken their oath of office at the solemn ceremony at the Supreme Court today. It was during an audience presided over by the president of the administrative bench of the Supreme Court, Daniel Ndumbe Eteki, in the presence of the procureur general of the said court, Luke Jodo. The new magistrates will serve in the military courts in Garoua, Ebolova, and Goundary. Out of Cameroon, Yoon Suk Yeol has become South Korea's first sitting president to be arrested after investigators sealed barricades and cut through barbed wire to take him into custody. Yoon has been investigated on charges of insurrection for a failed martial law order on December 3 that plunged the country into turmoil. He has also been impeached by parliament and suspended, but will only be removed from office if the Constitutional Court upholds the impeachment. In sports, the under 17 Lionesses of Cameroon are intensifying training sessions in Bafoussam, capital of the West region, ahead of Saturday's return leg FIFA World Cup qualifier against Egypt. The team looks confident and is promising to do better than their 5-0 away leg victory in Cairo last Sunday. The 2025 under 17 Women's FIFA World Cup will be played in Morocco. Two advanced day 8 matches of the Elite One Football Championship will be played or will be in action this afternoon. Stade Rennais will host second on the table Gazelle of Garoua as from 3 p.m. at the Melon Municipal Stadium. If Gazelle wins, they will level their points with the league leaders, Colombe Sportif of Ja and Lobo. In the meantime, at the Reunification Stadium in Douala, local side Union will host Coton Sport of Garoua from 3 p.m. That ends the bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzeka. CRTV's afternoon edition continues with Patience Wingo.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Good afternoon and thanks for being with us. Cameroon's 2025 state budget totaling 7,317.7 CFA francs or 7 billion CFA francs has been officially launched in Boya by the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé. The minister called on stakeholders to begin procedures promptly to ensure timely contract awards, which would enable a higher rate of fiscal implementation by contractors. During the event, the minister highlighted several projects slated for execution in the Southwest region, generating excitement among the local population eager to see this plans come to fruition. Regina Ngalendoko is on the line to Boya with updates. Hello, Regina.
Hello and welcome to the Core Cathedral in Boya, where the Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé, in his keynote address, presented a comprehensive breakdown of Cameroon's 2025 state budget, highlighting the government development priorities. Special attention was given to the Southwest region, where he unveiled key projects set for execution this year. These include road projects in Boya, Memos, Ututu, Limbe, Bangem Nguti and Bekoko-Limbe Idina road stretch. The minister also announced measures to assist in settling salary arrears owed to workers of the Cameroon Development Corporation, the cancellation of certain debts of the corporation, and he equally mentioned the rehabilitation of the National Oil Refinery, Sonora. These commitments have sparked optimism among the local population who are eager to see meaningful development in their region. With over 59 billion CFA francs allocated to the Southwest region, there is hope that the region's six divisions will benefit from impactful projects that drive socioeconomic growth and improve living standards. The Minister of Finance, Louis-Paul Motazé, has equally urged stakeholders to act swiftly, ensuring contracts are awarded on time to enhance the physical implementation of the budget and deliver the promised development outcomes efficiently. Regina Ngale Ndoko reporting from the Core Cathedral in Boya.
Thanks, Regina. And in a related development, the Littoral region will operate on a budget of 1,267 billion CFA francs for the 2025 financial year, with a balanced allocation of income and expenditures. The figure was announced today during the official launch of the 2025 state budget at the Littoral Governor's Office and chaired by the Secretary General Abubakar Rihaman Twito. Skola Maloke has more from CRTV Littoral in Douala.
The ceremony to launch the 2025 budget for the Littoral 1 financial circumscription was combined with a seminar during which the participants were enlightened on the innovations, implementation measures and points of attention to be considered in the budget. The effective consumption of the 2025 budget for the Littoral 1, which stands at a little above 102 billion 67 million franc CFA, authorities say, would depend on a healthy and rigorous management that complies with the law. Ngakumda Gabriel is head of the forecasting department at MINFI.
If we are able to decrease sources in terms of rolling services, this will increase also investment in terms of budget allocation. Then the implementation, the use of this credit itself will be a main component for that.
The different exposés were followed by questions and answers by participants who sought to know more about the new tax law, customs innovations and the public investment budget for the littoral region, as well as innovations in the contract award sector. The ceremony was presided at by the Secretary General at the Littoral Governor's Office, Abubakar Haman Choto, representing the governor. Skola Maloke, CLTV News, Douala.
An effective implementation of the 2025 state budget is no doubt hinged on the respect of the good governance, the respect of deadlines in the award and execution of public contracts, and the optimal collection of state revenue, among others. In the following analysis, senior reporter Teke Julius looks at the respect of these principles for a proper execution of the 2025 state budget of Cameroon.
Over 1,863 billion CFA francs, representing about 33.5% of total expenditure in the 2025 state budget of 7,317 billion, is earmarked for public investment projects whose successful execution should have a direct and positive impact on the living conditions of Cameroonians. A successful realization of the budget will not only require a proper respect of the guidelines of the 2025 finance law, but will warrant that all officials charged with the execution of the budget show transparency or good governance in the management of public funds, just as they must ensure that deadlines for the execution of contracts are strictly respected. Besides public investment projects, over 700 kilometers of roads are earmarked for tarring or rehabilitation in 2025. These projects and others in several sectors cannot be successfully realized without funds. That is why there is absolute need for an optimal collection of state revenue. Ongoing fiscal reforms, which have registered remarkable results in the collection of revenue through digital payments, must be reinforced. There is also need for the government to promote and improve the business climate in Cameroon, which will attract more domestic and foreign investments that are also vital for job creation, the broadening of the tax base, and sustainable development.
And now on to something else, but we stay in finance. Stakeholders at the Center Regional External Tax Center have been briefed on the implementation of the 2025 finance law with a focus on local taxation. The briefing took place during a training workshop at the center's External Regional Tax Office headquarters located in the Chinga neighborhood of Yaoundé. The session was chaired by Amel Bamfong Foso, head of the center. Anumeko reports from CRTV Center.
Building the capacity of integrated fiscal partners agents to enable them master the new tax reform of the 2025 finance law for the betterment of clients is the raison d'etre of a training session at the Chinga headquarters structure in Yaoundé. Much has been put in place for an effective implementation of the new finance law. Rose Claire Amel Mbamfone Fotso Nchwakam is the chief of Center External Regional Tax Office.
What we call DTC, Divisional Tax Center, will no more exist. They will be transformed into what we call Centre de Fiscalité Locale et de Particulier. This new taxation center will be dedicated on collecting local tax resources. Now that taxpayer will have to declare and pay through the digitalized system. We need to have the tax index that local council have in order for taxpayer to be registered in our database.
While addressing measures on how to broaden the tax base and simplification of calculations, it was revealed that an important document on the 2025 new tax law voted at the last National Assembly shall be made available in the nearest future. Anne Omeko reporting from CRTV Center.
As you heard in one of our headlines, the Southern Interconnected Grid is currently facing disruptions in its electricity supply. The information is shared in a communique signed by the Minister of Water and Energy Resources, Gaston Elundwe-Somba, who outlines the primary causes behind the ongoing power issues as well as the corrective measures being implemented to resolve the situation. Belinda Show tells us more.
The production capacity of electrical energy at the Songlulu and Edea hydropower stations has plummeted by 70%. The shortfall results from a 50% drop in water levels recorded during the previous rainy season, leading to a hydrological deficit of over 2 billion cubic meters. Other compounding factors to the energy disruptions include a three-month-long shutdown of the Kribi and Dibamba thermal power stations and a drop from 200 to 35 megawatts in electricity production at the Memvele hydropower plant between the months of November 2024 and January 2025. The government is partnering with sectorial stakeholders to ward off the disruptions and normalize the energy flow in the Southern Interconnected Grid within a short time frame. Immediate actions involve optimizing the functioning of existing generation plants while reorganizing the consumption calendars of large-scale industries. More so, negotiations are ongoing in view of settling INEO's debt with its suppliers. The Minister of Water and Energy Resources, Gaston Elundwe-Somba, therefore appeals to populations to be patient as lasting solutions to quick fix the current energy deficits are being implemented by key stakeholders.
Belinda Shaw reporting. The population of the South Region, home to the Memvele hydropower dam, is at its wit's end as reoccurring power outages continue to disrupt daily life, businesses, and economic activities. The situation is particularly frustrating for those who depend entirely on electricity to earn a living, such as barbers, tellers, and owners of document services. We have details with Clarence Azay in this report.
As the dry season tightens its grip on the South Region, residents are facing a new challenge, a wave of power outages that are crippling businesses and households alike.
The recent power cut has been very, very disturbing. During the festive period, we had to stock our fridge and all what we stock has to do till the end of January. And with this recent cut, I'm like almost starving now because my food reserve is getting bad.
As a student, it's difficult to study without electricity.
For weeks, residents of Bolova, Kribi, and Bam and other major towns in the region have been experiencing frequent and prolonged power outages. The power outages have also had a significant impact on the local economy, with businesses losing revenue and productivity. I'm a barber. When there's no electricity, I can't work and it affects my income. Work is usually grounded in this documentation service each time there's no power supply. The regional delegation of the electricity supply company attributes the power outages to significant drop in the water level at the region's hydroelectric dams caused by the ongoing dry season. Clarence Aze, reporting for CRT News in Abolova.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
It is 19 minutes past 3 p.m. and you're listening to CRTV's Afternoon Edition. The government of Cameroon has signed a contract with the Saudi company Rawaf Mina to improve lodging facilities for Cameroonian pilgrims during the 2025 Hajj. The agreement aimed at enhancing the pilgrimage experience ensures that pilgrims from Cameroon will have accommodations closer to the holy site, addressing concerns from previous years. The deal was officially sealed in the presence of the Minister of Territorial Administration and President of the National Hajj Commission, Paula Tanganji. Alban Jembonde reports from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia.
It is a fourth conference model to suit the vision of Saudi authorities to welcome more pilgrims and provide better services in 2025 in what has become the kingdom's second biggest income-generating activity after petrol. A vision shared with CEOs, Muslim scholars, pilgrim guides, and state dignitaries. More than 300 companies have been accredited to provide services to over 18 million pilgrims expected into Saudi territory for the Hajj and Umrah, amongst them the over 5,000 from Cameroon coming for the Hajj. The competition for services close to the holy sites and more comfortable and affordable facilities is rife. Minister Paula Tanganji, president of the National Hajj Commission, took part in the negotiations with Saudi companies in a bid to ensure that presidential prescriptions for a more dignified Hajj are respected. The contract, signed between His Excellency Iyad Tijani, Cameroon's ambassador to Saudi Arabia, and Zuhair Sagat of the Rawaf Mina Company, obliges the outfit to provide lodging which are more comfortable with adequate hygiene and sanitation facilities and closer to the holy sites. Zuhair Sagat is the CEO of Rawaf Mina.
We are pleased to sign a contract with services for the Cameroon pilgrims who are coming for Hajj, inshallah. And also the camp in Mina and Arafat, it will be, inshallah, bi-idhnillah, all the services inside this camp, it will be in the time of the Nusuk, inshallah, bi-idhnillah.
Albert Njiembonde, Amin Bala, on special assignment, Jeddah.
Elsewhere, three military magistrates took their oath of office during a solemn ceremony at the Supreme Court today. The ceremony was held in the presence of the President of the Administrative Bench of the Supreme Court, Daniel Ndumbe Eteki, and the Procureur General of the same court, Luc Jodo. Gu Henry tells us more.
The three newly appointed military magistrates took turns to swear to be loyal, keep court secrets, and actively participate in helping their respective military tribunal to deliver justice without fear nor favor. Captain Bedung Elizabeth, Lieutenant Do Ndo, and Lieutenant Hiehies Kevin Landry were appointed last October the 22nd to the military courts of Ebulova, Marwa, and Goundiri. The Attorney General of the Supreme Court, Luc Jodo, took time off to stress the role of military magistrates and functioning of the military tribunal before urging them to master the highly sensitive matters handled by the court, representing the President of the Supreme Court, the President of the Administrative Bench, Daniel Ndumbe Eteki, congratulated and inspired the three military magistrates to be responsible because they are indispensable in rendering justice.
Good Henry in that report there. Now, this press releases. The New Year wishes ceremony to His Excellency, the Prime Minister and Head of Government, Joseph Dion Gute, is scheduled to take place this Wednesday, the 15th of January 2025, from 4 p.m. at the courtyard of his cabinet. This is signed the Director of Cabinet at the Prime Minister's Office, Balungeli Confiance Ebune. The general coordinator of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, Serac, informs the members of the national and diplomatic wings of the association that their 31st General Assembly will hold on Thursday, January 16, 2025 at 10 a.m. at the Serac headquarters in Yaoundé. The agenda will focus on the presentation of the activity report and financial statements for the year 2024, the certification of the accounts as well as the adoption of the action plan and calendar of activities for the year 2025. This press release serves as an individual invitation. Note better, blue Serac skirt and blouse will be the appropriate attire. This is signed Ndo Angeline for the general coordinator and by other the deputy general coordinator. Now to end CRTV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. Finance Minister Louis-Paul Motsepe launches 2025 budget and unveils strategic plans for the 2025 state budget set at 7,317.7 billion CFA francs. The Minister of Water and Energy Resources issues a communique disclosing that the southern interconnected grid faces unprecedented power disruptions. Up next is the news summary in the French language with you, Fatime Bintou Akum. Good afternoon.
Bon après-midi. Le budget de l'État de l'exercice 2025 est officiellement lancé aujourd'hui, 15 janvier à Boya, dans le sud-ouest, par le ministre des Finances, Louis-Paul Motsepe. Une enveloppe de 7 317,7 milliards de francs CFA pour impulser une dynamique économique robuste. La loi de finances 2025 vise une croissance économique de 4,1% et un taux d'inflation de 4%. Chute de régime dans le réseau interconnecté sud, c'est la principale conséquence de la perte de 70 MW dans les centrales de Saint-Loulou et d'Edea dans le littoral. L'information est contenue dans un communiqué de presse du ministre de l'Eau et de l'Énergie rendu public mardi 14 janvier. Gaston Ilundo et Somba expliquent les raisons de cette baisse qui n'est pas sans conséquences pour les populations et même les industries. Hadj 2025, les services qui seront offerts aux pèlerins camerounais doivent être marqués du sceau de la qualité. Prescription du ministre de l'administration territoriale, Paula Tanguy, raison d'être de la signature d'un contrat avec un prestataire saoudien pour la bonne organisation matérielle de ce pilier de l'islam. Les documents ont été paraphés à Jeddah, en Arabie Saoudite, par l'ambassadeur du Cameroun au Royaume d'Arabie Saoudite, son Excellence Iya Tidiani, et le président directeur général de l'entreprise Rawaf, Mina Zouer Sagat. Remise des diplômes aux lauréats de la 6e promotion des professeurs d'enseignement technique et professionnel 2e grade et ceux de la 5e promotion des professeurs d'enseignement technique et professionnel 1er grade de l'École normale d'enseignement technique, l'INSET de Bolova. La cérémonie officielle de remise des 10 diplômes a lieu demain, jeudi 16 janvier 2025, à partir de 11h au campus principal de Metting-Poilet. C'est la substance d'un communiqué signé du recteur de l'université d'Ebolova, le professeur Jean Bosco Etoua. En sport, championnat de football, MTN Elite One. Deux matchs de la 8e journée avancée se disputent cet après-midi de mercredi. À Melun, stade Renard accueille Gazelle Football Academy de Garoua. Et à Douala, au stade annexe de la réunification à Bipanda, Union Sportive affronte Coton Sport de Garoua. C'était le condensé des nouvelles en langue française. Merci de nous écouter.